Welcome back to Head Games, and we're going to be joined in a moment by Rick Goslin, who longtime NFL correspondent with the Dallas Sporting News, and before that with the Kansas City Chiefs, to talk about Lamar Hunt. But Rick's also been working on an article on tackling, something we've talked about on this show. We talked about it with Tom Jackson from ESPN's Primetime and Jacked Up about the culture of tackling, the culture of fundamentals. I've talked about it with Seth Joyner, how so many players on defense in the NFL today rely on schemes. For instance, Ray Lewis, who was decimated in his previous game against the Kansas City Chiefs when offensive linemen were there. He had not been trained to deal with shedding large linemen. They created a scheme now back to the 3-4 where he doesn't have to worry about being double-teamed by 320-pound men. And here is our good friend Rick Goslin, the erstwhile writer covering the NFL and one of the great people to talk about Lamar Hunt. But before we do that, Rick, you're working on an article on tackling and the Indianapolis Colts run defense.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of tackling by that Colt run defense last week. I was in Jacksonville, and Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew kind of ran wild on them. You know, they rank 32nd. In the NFL in defense right now. People say, well, they can't go to the Super Bowl with that defense. Well, actually they can, because their best defense is a first quarter lead. They've done that in eight of the games to this point of the season. That's why they're 10-3. When the Colts get ahead, they don't have to worry about the run. They didn't get ahead last week, but they're generally good enough to get ahead, and I think down the stretch here, their best run defender is going to be Peyton Manning. If he can get him in the lead, they can go to the Super Bowl with the 32nd-ranked run defense.
Well, we talked with Tom Jackson a week ago about how difficult it is to get solid tackling. So many runners, it's almost like the 100-yard mark is no big deal anymore. Here's Tom Jackson from a week ago.
Tackle. You can't practice it. And what is it that you believe you're going to do well that you don't practice? There are not many things in life that you will do well that you don't practice. And so practice, tackling is like anything else. If you're going to be a good tackling team, and I'm not talking about killing your teammates, but I have seen when the Baltimore Ravens, all the way from their Super Bowl year, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing now, that team practices at a speed that's pretty intense. They don't knock guys to the ground, but they're running at people. They're giving them a good
close to game speed.
Close
to game speed.
Yeah, close as we can get without hurting each other.
Killing. That's Tom Jackson. Do you think it's about that? Do you think it's about the scheme? Do you think it's about the way you practice? What's the problem with Indianapolis?
I think there's a general tackling problem in this league, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's a salary cap. We see it in training camp. You know, you don't have players that play much in the preseason. Your starters are generally held out. There's not a whole lot of contact in training camps. When I was first starting this, you'd see two-a-days to be hitting both sessions. Now there's very little hitting, very little game speed type hitting, and you're losing the tackling technique. The thing that drives me nuts is defensive backs no longer wrap up. They try to go for the kill shot with the shoulder and helmet. And a lot of times the running back just spins out of that. I mean, no one, you know, has that traditional put the face mask in the guy's chest, wrap your arms around him, and drive. That technique thing is gone. And I think that's the big problem, and it's league-wide. You're not, like Tom Jackson said, if you don't practice tackling, you're not going to get good at it.
Rick Goslin, do you think it's a little bit analogous to what's happening in the NBA, where you have players of extreme physical ability, but the basic all-round game, the basic skills are being lost? And so in this case, which probably won't happen in the NFL, you bring in European players that are actually getting an edge because they do have that all-round fundamental game.
Well, I think in basketball, the Europeans are better shooters. You know, this country wants to see the slam dunk. They want to see power basketball. So you see a lot of guys that can't hit the 15-foot jumper. So you're getting the Europeans who are drilled in the techniques and drilled in the fundamentals. They can come over here and shoot. You know, I see with Dirk Nowitzki. Here's a 7-footer in Dallas here from Germany who can shoot the three-pointer. How many American 7-footers can shoot the three-pointer? They've never tried it. They've never gotten developed it as a skill.
Here's another quote from Tom Jackson talking about the idea that tackling has to be practiced.
we're an excellent tackling team because we tackled. We tackled in practice. We tackled in camp. We tackled, you know, on Thursday, Wednesday.
Were your full pads on Thursday?
I'm talking about having some full speed tackling. We're going to do some inside the five for fun. For fun. I mean, it was fun. and a goal line drill called the head bump drill. This thing where you would dive over the, you would have a guy dive over the goal line, perceived goal line. We would have somebody go spear that guy.
That's Tom Jackson. Back to the old days when we were playing in the early 80s, you remember, Rick, against that Denver team, we could not score on goal line. That goal line defense with Randy Gratishar and company, they were so good at tackling. They were so good at team defense, gang tackling. They were the best team in the NFL because they practiced every single day.
And they're also practicing against a great offense with John Elway. Now, here's the thing, another thing that I've noticed when I go to training camps, it's rare that you see a first-team offense practice against a first-team defense. So you're trying to get a great defense assembled, but they're playing against a second-tier caliber of player. You didn't have Randy Gratishar playing against John Elway. You know, you got second-teamers, so the speed is not the same. And that's, again, that's another casualty of the salary cap. You can't have veteran backups anymore. And coaches are scared to death they're going to lose one of their starters in practice, so they don't practice them. They don't put them into preseason. Yeah, it's produced a general breakdown of skills in the NFL.
We're talking with Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News about tackling, about the Indianapolis Colts run defense, and you believe as long as the Colts can get ahead in the game, basically forcing the team to pass, they're not in trouble. But the bottom line is, in the playoffs, the games are usually within 3 points, 7 points. Do you really think they have a chance to have that kind of lead?
Yeah, I mean, we're all looking for the perfect team to go to the Super Bowl, but that team no longer exists. All these teams are flawed. Look at the three best teams in football arguably right now: the Bears, the Chargers, and the Colts. Everybody says the Bears can't get there with the quarterback, the Colts can't get there with the run defense, and the Chargers can't get there because of their head coach. These are the three best teams in football, 11-2 and 2-10-3s, and yet everybody's picking them apart. I think given that Colts offense and the fact that they could play at least one of the games at home and a second game in sunny San Diego, where conditions are going to be good to move the ball and score points, that's going to be their game. They're so explosive on offense, and they score so fast. If they get ahead, you have to score with them. You can't run the ball. If you get behind the Colts, you run the ball. You're putting your comeback bid in slow motion. And that's why this team, with this bad run defense all season, is 10-3. They've done a very good job of getting ahead in games and staying ahead.
We're joined by Tom Flores, who won a couple Super Bowls, something that should put him in the Hall of Fame. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Nick. My pleasure.
You know, Tom, we're joined by Rick Goslin, you might remember, who's covered the NFL for many years. And before we talk about Lamar Hunt, let's talk about the teams in this league that you think have the best shot. We talked about Chicago. People are talking about San Diego now playing at the best. But it seems almost as if every week the team that you think is now the best gets crushed the next week. Patriots are one example this past week. What's up with this year? Is it simply because parity is there, or is it more about the lowest common denominator?
Well, I think parity is part of the issue, but I think also, you know, it just shows how hard it is to stay on top. When you think of what New England did, winning three Super Bowls in 4 years, that's remarkable. I don't know if anybody else will ever do that again, but maybe so. Yeah, but it's hard for them to stay on top because everybody else gets better and then some teams get worse. And, you know, what goes around comes around. I think right now the best team that I've seen on all the games that I've done is on both sides of the ball, San Diego. I think they're the best.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tom Flores, former coach for the Raiders, for the Seahawks, and Rick Goslin. We're going to talk about Lamar Hunt, his legacy in the AFL and the NFL, one of the great gentlemen of all time. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius XM.